All right, this is Teenage Sports. I'm your host, Michael Barra, and today I have a friend on with me. We're going to be talking about NFL predictions. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Boom McDougal, one of Michael's friends. I'll be talking about my NFL predictions.
Yeah, so I'll be referring to him as Boom today. I think we should just go ahead and get on into this. I think we should start. You want to start in the AFC East?
Yeah.
All right, that's I'm going to say mine first.
All right.
So, for number one, I have the Dolphins, then I have the Patriots, then I have the Bills, then I have the Jets. Go ahead and say yours, and then we can discuss about it.
I got the Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets.
And do you have the Dolphins? You said Dolphins second. Do you have them making the playoffs?
No.
All right. So we obviously have a very different one. Is I have the Bills going third. I think they're going to kind of be like last year's Rams.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the Bills is I don't think Josh Allen is bad. I don't think he's great. I think they'll be like a 10-6 division winner. But I don't know if the Dolphins – I love Brian Flores, but I don't know if the Dolphins have what it takes yet.
Even with all the added pieces they just
– I mean, it's going to be – they're going to be a really young team. They have a bright future, but I don't know if they get in yet.
All right.
You know, because they have so many picks and, you know, I don't know.
We both have the Patriots falling down a little bit. I mean, that's easy with – their best player ever in franchise history, leaving them to the Bucks.
Well, the thing about the Patriots is, you know, I feel like every year, though, you could pick against the Patriots because they've never really – like last year, I mean, yeah, they're always a talented team, but are they really ever what you see, like, you know, like what you would say, okay, that team is stacked. Like, they're always going to be a powerhouse. They're never like that.
Never.
So –
yeah, I mean, my reasoning for the Bills is I just am not a fan of Josh Allen, and I think they had a pretty soft schedule last year, and because, I mean, they got to beat up on the Jets twice a year. They had the Dolphins, who were a little bit better towards the end of the year, and they also played the Patriots, who were a playoff team, but I just see them falling a little bit this year. I don't think there's enough on that offense, even with Stephon Diggs, so that's just my reasoning behind it.
Yeah, I think the Stephon Diggs move was really good because they're that team that they don't want really, like, you know, they don't want Mike Evans-type receivers. They're all small, like John Brown, Cole Beasley, now Stephon Diggs. So he's going to fit their scheme really well. I think he'll be good there.
That's true. All right, let's move on to the AFC North. Do you have that pulled up?
Yeah.
All right.
This is an interesting one for me.
Yeah, so I have the Ravens 1, Steelers 2, Browns 3, Bengals 4.
All right. I have, and this is a shocker, first time I've ever done this in my life, Browns 1,
wow.
Ravens 2, Steelers 3, Bengals 4.
Wow. All right.
And how many playoff teams do you have in this division?
I have 2. I have the Ravens and the Steelers.
See, I have 3.
Wow. Okay. So you have both of, I guess, the wild cards?
I have, I have Browns, Ravens, and Steelers all making it in.
All right. So why the Browns at 1?
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you. I really, really wanted Kevin Stefanski in Dallas. I think the Browns, he's going to fit the Browns better than he fit the Vikings, actually. You know, the Browns' offense is built just like the Vikings was last year. Really good running back, mediocre quarterback, 2 really good receivers, and a mediocre offensive line. And that dude, he ran that offense with Kirk Cousins, who I think is pretty good, but I think he's probably just a little bit better than Baker. But, I mean, Jarvis Landry and OBJ, I mean, I think Stefanski's going to fit that offense really well. Now, the defense, I have no idea. But they have players on that defense, you know, Myles Garrett and all them. I think they're going to win the division this year. I really do.
Do you personally think that Stefanski's going to be able to handle the locker room better than Freddie Kitchens?
I think they respect him more. I mean, he's coming from a team that's made the playoffs how many times in a row, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's already going to have a lot more respect than Kitchens did. So, you know.
So, I had Ravens at one. I'm not a huge, huge fan. In my first podcast, I put Lamar Jackson as the third best quarterback in the league.
Whoa.
So, I do like the Ravens. They added on the defensive line. I don't know if they've given him a wide receiver, but if they give him another wide receiver just to throw to, I just think that that roster is the most talented in the NFL. And then I have the Steelers, who are going to get Big Ben back. They were still a talented team last year. They just had Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph throwing the football the whole year. And that's, you can't really do much with that. And obviously we both have the Bengals in fourth. They're going to get Burrow number one, but it's not enough to be able to push them past anyone. That's a pretty good division.
I'm going to tell you why I think the Ravens and the Steelers will both make it in. And it's going to be because of the Bengals. I think that division is going to be so – I think it's going to be kind of like – I kind of want to compare it to the NFC East, but then when you think about it, I think it's going to be the opposite a little bit due to how many teams I think are going to be good enough to make the playoffs. But I think there's going to be about – I think there's going to be like a 11-5, a 10-6, and a 9-7. And I think that the Ravens, Steelers, and Browns could all interchange.
Yeah.
I don't think the Bengals are good enough to win – if any. I don't think, even with Joe Burrow, who's like the best college quarterback I've ever seen, I don't think they still have enough talent to beat either of those any of those teams, because I was fortunate enough to watch the Steelers without Big Ben in against the Rams, and the Rams weren't that good this year, but they beat the Rams, and their defense, I mean, gosh, their defense just was relentless. But then on offense, oh my gosh, Duck Hodges is terrible. Yeah. But I think, you know, they have James Conner, who's a really good back in my opinion. Juju, I mean, I love the guy, but he's not the same without Antonio. And that could be partly because he didn't have Big Ben the whole, you know, barely any of the year. But I don't think Juju is as good as he was when Antonio was there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because Big Ben is now, whenever Big Ben comes back, I think Juju will be a lot better. But he's also, Juju's going to be with, what, number one cornerbacks now instead of the number twos?
Yeah, and he was last year too. But my deal is, and the thing about the Ravens is, I'm sorry, but I think Lamar was a one-hit wonder.
How far of a one-hit wonder? How far do you think the drop would be?
The Titans proved it. If you stop his run game, he can't throw the ball. If they aren't wide open, he's not going to get it there. You have to, in the NFL, you have to have a guy who can fit the ball in the tight windows. And I heard you say that in your first podcast. Pro Bowl skills challenge. It was pitiful. Davante Adams and Jarvis Landry, receivers, scored better than Lamar did.
Yeah, it's pitiful.
It's terrible.
I mean, I don't want to put that one skills challenge on his whole thing. Well, but
how many times all he threw to was his tight ends on checkdowns and occasionally lobbed one up for Marquise Brown to run under.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, I don't know.
And the people that try it's to hard. Say that he's better than Russell or Mahomes, I just don't see it.
No. And, you know, if he can go 13-3 three more seasons, then, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen. The only way it happens is that defense.
It's good. Really good defense. It is really good. And they got a really good head coach in Harbaugh.
And, yeah.
Really? We can, not a big fan of Harbaugh?
I'll agree. He's all right. I'll tell you, he made Joe Flacco somebody he wasn't.
Yeah. I fell into that. I thought Joe Flacco was a pretty good quarterback. I mean, he was for a few seasons, but I thought he was going to be continuing to Denver.
He also had a really good defense with Ray Lewis and all those guys.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know.
All right, let's move on to the AFC South. For number one, I have the Colts. Number two, I have the Texans. Cool. Number three, I have the Titans. And number four, I have the Jaguars.
I have the Titans number one, Texans two, Colts three, Jaguars four.
Wow. Okay. All right. Talk to me about the Titans one.
Well, I mean, it's the last half of the season. Well, probably the last, you know what, from week 12 on into the playoffs, they were unstoppable.
They were probably the best team in the league. If not the Ravens.
And what's crazy is all it took was a mediocre quarterback. All it took was a mediocre quarterback for them to, because Mariota was, I thought Tannehill was about the same as Mariota. But as soon as Mariota got benched, that team just, I mean, flipped a switch. It was crazy to see. And I'm going to tell you why. Derrick Henry. I mean,
yeah,
that dude is the best running back in the league. That's my opinion. And also, I know I just probably, you know, went against what I just said about Lamar. You can't say he's that good after 1 year. This is Derrick Henry's first really good year. But I think at the running back position, if you are that dominant winning games just because of you, I mean, come on. Yeah. And then the Texans, I always want them to be good because I love J.J. Watt and I like Deshaun Watson.
Clemson boy.
And I did like DeAndre Hopkins, Clemson, but I still do.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Bill O'Brien, you're an idiot for getting rid of DeAndre Hopkins.
Exactly.
But the Texans, their defense isn't, like, it's never great. Like, it's always mediocre. That offense is, they never have had a running back, never had a really great offensive line. Did the Texans get a running back this year?
I mean, they got David Johnson.
Oh, David Johnson. Oh, yeah. Duh, obviously. So, but really, I mean, David Johnson, dude who cost me my first round or one of my first round fantasy or second round fantasy picks. Come on. I mean, terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, injuries, but I don't think he's going to be the same. He's not going to be a top tier running back. You know, they've been dealing with Carlos Hyde. I don't think they even make the playoffs this year. I don't know if they have the talent, but somehow they always sneak in. So I don't know.
So I had Colts number one. Now, I wasn't a big fan of Brissett last year. I think he was very conservative. I think he was a slower Lamar Jackson, just check down, check down, check down, check down, check down. He didn't ever throw the ball anywhere. Now, his wide receivers weren't fantastic. But I think this is going to be a resurrection for Phillip Rivers. They added a lot, or they added enough for me to like during this offseason. And I feel like the Titans are this year's one-hit wonder. I don't think that Tannehill is going to be able to recoup and be able to redo that. And if Derrick Henry goes down with one injury, it's just not going to look good.
Oh, for sure. For sure, yeah.
But I don't want to predict injuries. That's not what I'm trying to do. But it's just that team is just kind of scary. And, I mean, the Texans, I'm a big fan of Deshaun Watson. I think that dude is so good for what Bill O'Brien gives him on the field. So, and if we get a full season of J.J. Watt, I think that Texas team could probably squeak in again. But, I mean, they went out and signed Randall Cobb as the replacement for D-Hop. I mean, come on. We saw that firsthand as a Cowboys. I mean, he put up like 700 yards, but
I mean, as a third receiver, yeah, he's good, but he's never been, you know, even at Green Bay, he was never a number one target. He's always just going to be your second or third.
Yeah, and he's not your D-Hop replacement either.
No, and my deal, about this division. I'm gonna go against what you just said about the Colts, and I'm gonna agree with you some places. Offensive line, stellar. Defense, pretty good. Darius Leonard's a beast. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who they have in the secondary. I don't know that much about.
I'm pretty sure they have a few young guys, but
my deal is Rivers. I mean, it's tough because the Chargers, outside of the quarterback position, are one of the most talented young teams in the league.
Yeah, and I can completely agree with that. That's why whenever we get to this next division, we're going to need to talk about some things.
And, I mean, they are just – I mean, they have so much talent. We can talk about that when we get to the Chargers. But the fact that a terrible quarterback couldn't get them to the playoffs. I mean, Austin Eckler, Melvin Ingram, Bosa, Ingram – all their young secondary guys. I mean, it's insane. Keenan Allen, yeah. All those guys. Even their tight end, what's his name? Hunter Henry. Yeah, I mean, a great Madden team if you took out Philip Rivers. I mean, that dude, I mean, just ruins the team. I mean, gosh. And I think he does the same thing with the Colts. That's just my opinion. But
and obviously we both have Jags at 4. I mean, their fall off was quick. So fast.
Whatever happened to the 13-3 or whatever year?
I mean, they just had – I mean, they
lost to the Steelers, right? Or beat the Steelers and then lost to the Patriots?
Right. Yeah, that's correct. Because I watched a video on it not too long ago.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Yeah, they had the quickest fall off in a while. I mean, we have them fourth seeded. They just traded away Nick Foles to the Bears, which, I mean, it was smart on them. They're going to have to eat some of that money, but just open the floor for Gardner. See what he can do.
As much as I love Minshew Mania, Gardner's not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I want to be able to say he is, and I want to believe it, but I need to see a full year of just really good play before I can even say anything.
All right, that's all I got for that.
All right, the AFC West is going to be – I struggled with this one so much. I had the Chiefs at 1, which is an easy one. I mean, they're your Super Bowl champions. Mm-hmm. I have Chargers 2, Raiders 3, Broncos 4.
All right, I got Chiefs 1, Raiders 2, Chargers 3, Broncos 4.
Okay. Obviously, Chiefs at top. They have the best quarterback in the league. It's a quarterback league. I mean, I think they're gonna continue to dominate that division. You said Raiders too, though.
All right. Well, really more like Dallas Cowboys Part 2.
Yes.
But
fact.
You know, oh man, you know how much I love Jason Witten.
I know.
Oh man, that was tough.
And I'm a big fan of Gruden, Coach Gruden.
I am a huge – when the Oakland Raiders hired John Gruden, I said, give him 5 years. And he said that. He said that, give me 5 years. And then everybody just started going crazy, telling him how bad he was when he started trading away everybody. I mean, yeah, he traded away best defensive player in the league, or, you know, always in that argument for the best. Mm-hmm. And then – Amari Cooper, and just everybody. I mean, it was crazy. But I respect him because within, you know, when he came in there, I can't remember how bad they really were, but they didn't have many wins. He came in there and was like one win away from making the playoffs. And in 1 year, he said, give me 5.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs, a beast for a rookie. Derek Carr, I'm not a big fan
I was about of. To ask, what do you think about Derek Carr?
I think – see, here's my deal. I don't know if Mariota is better than –
think he is at all.
I don't think Mariota's good, but I don't know. I think they will make the playoffs. I have two teams in the playoffs. Because of Gruden. I think they're so young and talented And if they were that close to making the playoffs this year, they've added enough pieces to where I think they get in.
And they added a lot this offseason. They didn't go for any big names. They didn't go for the Tom Brady's. They went out and signed a bunch of just position players, especially a lot from the Cowboys. They got about six of them.
Do you know which D-tackle the Cowboys lost to him?
Who was Malik Collins.
Yeah, he's a solid player.
I'm a Heath fan, so that one hurt.
He's a big hitter. He's Harrison Smith, but not as good.
Yeah.
And you know, Jason Witten, you know my feelings about him. Yeah. He's old, though. And as much as I hate to say it, this is probably his last year, and I hope he finds a way to retire as a Cowboy. But, yeah, I don't know.
So I have Chargers, too. We both can agree that roster is very talented. Yeah, I can see where you're
there, but they don't have a quarterback.
I don't like Tyrod, but I think Anthony Lynn can figure out a way to make Tyrod, who is a mobile quarterback, be able to move around and get the ball to those pretty good receivers and have the defense just ball out. And I feel like that's enough for them to get second over the Raiders.
They still have Eckler, right?
They still have Eckler. They lost Melvin Ingram or Gordon.
Yeah, Ingram went to the Broncos, but what was I going to say? I'm shocked that they haven't tried to sign Cam. I really am. I really think that we're going to get some news, you know? And I'm surprised nobody's signed Cam yet. I don't think he's going to go unemployed this year.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, there's definitely some teams out there that could use him. Yeah, I'm not high on him, but he's definitely better than what some
– He's better than a lot of backups. Can we agree with that? I mean
– Yeah, I think he's better than Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
But
I haven't seen him play in a year, but I probably can see that also.
I think he's better than Tyrod Taylor. I think he's better than Gardner Minshew. I think – who else? You know, honestly, and I don't want to, you know, this might ruffle some feathers, but as of right now, Tom Brady isn't Tom Brady.
Okay.
Could we see maybe if nobody signs Cam Newton, Brady retires, Cam Newton's a Buccaneer? I mean, that could happen.
He is on a 2-year deal, though.
That's true.
I feel like Cam – I thought you were going to go with the ploy that Cam was going to go to the Patriots.
Oh, well, that's what I thought was going to happen, you know. That's what I thought was going to happen. And then I'm like, well, if that was going to happen, then that would have already happened 2 weeks ago.
I agree with that. I don't know. I don't know if Belichick likes Cam, to be honest.
See, I thought Belichick was being smart. I thought he was like, okay, they told Cam he can go find a trade. Cam Newton's not going to go find himself a trade, give the Panthers something for him.
Yeah.
He's going to wait till free agency. I thought Belichick knew that, was waiting, and then was just going to sign him. But then that never happened, so I really don't – my deal was with Cam, though, if somebody was going to sign him, they probably already would have. But you never know, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't – I don't see the logic in him being
– Now, I have Broncos at 4. Do you have Broncos at 4 also?
A good 4.
That's what I'm thinking, a very good 4. I think that this division's pretty decent. I like the Broncos. I like Drew Lock. Is that his name, quarterback?
Yeah.
I like Drew Lock. I think – I'm pretty sure they've added some pieces this offseason. They lost Chris Harris, their number one cornerback. But I like where they're trending a lot better than when they had Joe Flacco.
Flacco just, you know, he wasn't a good fit there. Cortland Sutton, good receiver. Ingram, I've never been a really big Melvin Ingram fan. Melvin Gordon, my bad. Never been a big Melvin Gordon fan. I think he's going to, you know, he's not going to put up a lot of stats because they're going to split reps with him and Phillip Lindsay.
So, do you think Phillip Lindsay's a pretty decent running back?
I think he's a good – them two will be good for each other. They're going to, you know, they're going to have split reps, and I think they're going to have a good rushing attack, but neither of them are going to have that – it's going to be like Kamara and Ingram, you know. Yeah. And Mark Ingram and Kamara were together. Probably not as good, but it'll be like that, I think.
You want to move on?
Yep.
All right, this is me and Boom's division. We are both Cowboys fans. We are going to go with the NFC East. So there is bias here. For me, there's bias. I have Cowboys 1, Eagles 2, Redskins 3, Giants 4.
Yeah, Cowboys 1, Eagles 2, Giants 3, Redskins 4. Just one team making it in for me here, Cowboys.
Yeah, I just have one team also. I mean, obviously, any team that loses their quarterback is going to fall apart. I can't see it. I mean, there's not been many teams that have lost their starting quarterback and been able to go on a rush towards the playoffs. And I just can't see Carson Wentz's body holding up much longer. I don't think he can, personally. That team still has yet to address the wide receiver, I believe. I just can't see it. I think the Cowboys they haven't had a fantastic offseason, but they've done enough with a new head coach, which I think is enough for them.
I'll tell you the best two, you know, I think they should have got to warn the Captain C for the Philadelphia Eagles last year. That is Jason Garrett and Kellen Moore. They are the sole reason the Eagles made the playoffs last year. you know, even – and that's not just me saying that as a Cowboys fan. That's before the season, ESPN had the Dallas Cowboys the best odds to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, we were the most talented team in the league. It's probably and we lost Travis Frederick, which hurt. The offensive line isn't performing as well, but still very talented.
Yeah.
Still very talented. Zeke didn't have as good of a year. I think Tony Pollard's going to get a lot more carries this year.
He needs to.
My deal is, though, my biggest problem with the Cowboys last year was offensive play calling. And I was really excited when McCarthy got hired. But when they announced that Kellen Moore was going to stay, that raises some questions for me. I really hope McCarthy has more of an influence on the offense.
I think he will, especially if things start going bad. I am more of a Kellen Moore fan. I mean, Dak Prescott, all of our offensive numbers went up that season. Now, some of it was in garbage time. I will agree with that. But I think he's new, he's young, and he didn't have a smart person helping him. Jason Garrett is not a good head coach. He's not smart with the offense, I don't think. So now that he has a very smart person above him, I think McCarthy is going to be able to assist him better. We're not going to be running the ball on stupid downs. We're going to be throwing the ball better. And I think Kellen Moore's a smart mind in the NFL.
Well, my deal is I was biggest Kellen Moore fan after the 3-0 start. First three games, oh, man, we looked good. But then we went into New Orleans, or did they come to us?
We went there.
We played. We went there. And, gosh, did the wheels fall off. And the wheels didn't get back on for a while after that, let me tell you.
I don't know if they really ever did.
I don't think they did. I mean, they didn't look good against Green Bay. They didn't look good against Minnesota. I mean, but you know what's crazy is we didn't – I mean, and then, heck, we lost to the Jets, okay?
Yeah, that was our worst loss of the year.
I mean, it just – that talent should not have been wasted like that. We pulled the Detroit Lions right there.
There was just so many different benefactors that were hurting us. Our kicking cost us many games. Oh. We would have beat the Patriots, I think,
We do win against the New England Patriots, and now that brings me to another point. I love Greg Zuerlein, but why did we re-sign Forbath and then sign Zuerlein for 3 years? What's going on there? Do you know?
I think just a kicking competition. I think they're going to try to figure out who is the best kicker and just release one of them. Because Forbath's just on a one-year deal.
Well, Forbath did fine. But my deal is, I mean, Greg Zuerlein's been one of the best behind probably number two behind Justin Tucker. You know, when Vinatieri was still in the league. Are still, you know, really good.
Yeah.
He was probably up there. But, you know,
he's like 46. Zuerlein, I mean,
one of the best. So.
And our special teams coordinator is from the Rams, the team he was from.
So yeah, I don't know. We'll see how.
I think Greg Zuerlein wins it out. I can't see. I mean, I think I liked what Clyde Forbath did last year, but he also had been cut multiple times before that. So obviously, he hadn't done good.
Yeah, and my deal is the off the Cowboys in this division, the other teams, they're just not talented enough.
Yeah,
but you never know. We could do a repeat of last year, and a team that was not talented enough to make the playoffs could sneak in because the Cowboys just totally screw up again. But I don't think that happens. You know, you never know.
But real quick, you had Giants at 3. I had Redskins at 3. I think Redskins with their new head coach, and I do think Dwayne Haskins, I've switched back and forth on him, but at the end of the year, he was a lot better. I think he can turn into something. But yeah, new head coach, I think it's just going to push him a little bit farther than the Giants.
I'm going to be honest with you here. I don't know. Those two are so even in my eyes. Both have new head coaches. Both have young quarterbacks that nobody really knows if they're good or not. I mean, they're kind of, you know, the only thing the Giants have that you know is for sure if he doesn't get hurt is Saquon Barkley. That's the only reason why I think they're a little bit better. But, okay. You know.
All right, let's move on to the NFC North. I have the Vikings at 1, Packers at 2, Bears at 3, and Lions at 4.
All right, I have the Packers 1, Vikings 2, Bears 3, Lions 4.
All right, speak to me about Packers at 1.
All right, well, first off, I have Packers and Vikings both making it in.
Okay, I do
too. I think that's going to be close, and I really, really, really have liked what what's his name? Vikings head coach Zimmerman?
Mike Zimmer? Is that his name?
Mike Zimmer. All right. I think he's done a great job. I don't know how much of it was Stefanski with that offense or how much of it was him. We're going to see how that works out. But I do like the Vikings a lot. But I've also always been a big Aaron Rodgers fan. The only thing is Aaron Rodgers isn't declining like Tom Brady. There's no doubt about that. He's still very –
All right, we're back.
All right.
You want to continue?
Yeah, so I was talking about the Packers and Vikings. Who's going to win? Like I was saying, I think he's a year-wise Kirk Cousins. Right now, a little bit better than Kirk Cousins. I've always been a big Kirk Cousins fan since he's been in Minnesota. I think he fits the system really well. And Dalvin Cook finally found a, this is his first really big breakout year. The only reason why I picked the Packers is, and you know, this is kind of how people used to pick with the Patriots and Brady, just because of Aaron Rodgers. I think those teams are so similar. Aaron Jones is really good. Dalvin Cook's really good. Devontae Adams really good. Adam Thielen's really good. Both have decent offensive lines. Both have pretty good defenses. I think it's going to be close.
Do you think the Vikings losing Stephon Diggs is going to hurt them a ton?
I love Adam Thielen. I think you're going to have the Juju effect.
Really?
I think it's going to be like Antonio Brown and Adam Thielen were, because watching the Vikings last year, some teams had number one receivers on Thielen, some teams had number one corners on Thielen, some had them on Diggs, or they switched, you know, depending on what was going on. That's not going to happen. You're going to have the number one corner on Thielen every snap of the game, and I don't know much about the rest of the Vikings receivers.
Yeah, they got like Laquan Treadwell, I think, still. But they got a haul from the Bills. That is what D-Hop should have gotten, maybe more. So I'm pretty sure they got a first for this upcoming year. could be for next year, but I'm pretty sure it's for this year. If they want to go wide receiver, they could. They could address their D-line. They lost Everson Griffin, I believe, or one of those. I think it was Everson Griffin. They could address it there, but I think the Packers last year were a little overrated. Personally, I don't think I'm not sure how well Aaron Rodgers is going to buy into what Matt LaFleur is trying to sell. I mean, LaFleur is a young guy. Aaron Rodgers has been around the game forever. But I mean, if he does buy in, it's going to go better. It will, but it just matters on Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Peyton Manning and the Colts. Peyton Manning was that team's head coach and GM. If he wanted somebody gone, he could. I mean, you hear it all the time from people that were in that organization. They say that he was the guy. I mean, he was higher than any of the front office, even though they're the ones who signed him. He was the dude. And I think Aaron Rodgers is that dude in Green Bay. I mean, if he doesn't like what LaFleur wants to do, he's gonna change it. I mean, I think he has that power now in Green Bay and that's sometimes a good thing. In Manning's case, great football mind, great. I mean, that dude, he was basically the play caller in Indianapolis, and you'll hear all his receivers in our line tell you that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Rodgers has that capability. You know, he got rid of McCarthy single-handedly.
Yeah.
He got him fired. He didn't like him, and he got him fired. So that shows you he has that power. But is it going to be a good thing or a bad thing? You know, we'll see.
Yeah, do we both have Bears 3?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they're just another team just like the Jaguars. They just fell off. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky, I don't think is good, and I don't think Foles is your replacement.
Bears were so dominant when we were younger. I don't know the exact years, but I'm going to say about 5 years, 5 to 10 years ago in that window. The Jay Cutler era in Chicago, and Jay Cutler was not that good, but they were always a playoff team. Because their defense, and they have a really good defense again. But Mitchell Trubisky, I mean, gosh,
he's awful.
I'm not a Dak Prescott lover. I think that he loses us a lot of games, but you can argue that. You can't argue that Mitchell Trubisky's good. There is no way you can argue Mitchell Trubisky is good.
Yeah, I saw a stat at one point of the year where PPAF or whatever, PFF, whatever. Had ranked him like 36th out of best quarterbacks. He was ranked behind a few backups. That's awful. That is so bad.
Yeah. I don't know how. He was a high draft pick.
He was. I'm pretty sure he was. Was he in the same draft as Mahomes?
Yes. I know he got picked. He got picked. No. He got picked above Mahomes and Watson. Yeah. In the same draft, yeah. I think Mahomes went 5 that draft. I think I can't remember the order. I
think Trubisky went 3, didn't he? I thought Trubisky went 3.
I don't know the numbers, but I know he went above Watson and Mahomes, and that is
awful.
Not good. Not good. Yeah.
And obviously, Lions, they're going to, if they continue down this road, they're going to be the new Browns of the league. They just think about all the careers they've wasted. Barry, Calvin. Okay. I think Matthew Stafford's not awful.
I get where you're coming from, but I think Matthew Stafford's a good quarterback. I think
he is too.
And I think the a beast. They have a beast in wide receiver. Some people need to give him more credit. Kenny Golladay, a beast. Mm-hmm. And don't they also have Marvin Jones?
They do also have Marvin Jones.
But the rest of the team, awful.
They just lost their number one defensive player in Darius Slay also.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Big play Slay. yeah, he's not there anymore. Yeah, They're definitely not gonna be that good this year, but I don't think they're gonna be 0-16 caliber as the Browns.
Yeah,
they still have some.
Real quick, who do you think is gonna be the worst team in the league next year?
I would say the Jets.
I also say the Jets. I don't think Sam Darnold's good. I just personally don't.
I think he's better than Mitchell Trubisky.
But that's fair. That's fair.
But, I mean, and you got Le'Veon, but Le'Veon's just there for the money. He didn't go there to win games. Much. If he really wanted to win games, he would have signed to any other team besides the Jets. He signed to literally the team that would give him the most money. That's all he
did. Yeah, he sat out for a whole season.
And my biggest deal is, why? I don't care if y'all don't like Big Ben. I don't want to believe stuff that they're saying about Big Ben. Juju said that those allegations were wrong. His teammates backed up Big Ben. But Brown and Bell, for some reason, had something against Big Ben. But when they were all there, they were a great team.
Oh, yeah.
They were going to AFC championships, you know? I mean, what the heck happened there? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't. Maybe just Big Ben wanted more power, and obviously we know how crazy Antonio Brown is, and Le'Veon Bell is a little quieter than Antonio Brown, but I also think he wants power. He knows his value or knew his value.
Oh, he was a beast there, he's still a good running back, but he's not the same.
Yeah, he put on weight.
That
doesn't move the same.
It affected everybody. I mean, it wasn't good. The outcome wasn't good for anybody. The Steelers got worse. Brown, well, look what happened to him.
Yeah.
And Bell, he's making more money, but he's not winning. So, I mean, as far as wins go and success, it hurt everybody.
And he was kind of the first player to do this whole holdout thing, wasn't he?
And I really disrespect him for that because I don't want that to become
a thing. Go out and play football. You're going to get your bag if you go out and play good football. I'm sorry, you just haven't played a position that I don't personally think should get paid a ton.
As a Cowboy fan, I was really worried that Tank Lawrence, and now I was worried about Dak Prescott doing that, but I'm it's not for sure. I know Tank Lawrence didn't do it because it happened last year. He played, he didn't. Nobody likes the franchise tag. I don't imagine some people do. But, in my opinion, I think Dak should have liked the franchise tag.
It's like $30 million to play on that franchise tag.
I know this is off topic, but I don't know what Dak was doing, turning down one of the biggest contracts in history just to know he was going to get tagged. I don't understand.
Yeah, but I don't really know what they're doing right now. That his people and the Cowboys, I just think they're lost at this point.
I'm just glad they got a deal signed and we got Amari back and, whatever. All right.
Let's move on to the NFC West. Very good division. We're probably going to have some talking points about this one. I personally think this is the best division in the NFL. I have the Seahawks, the 49ers, the Rams, and the Cardinals.
I have Seahawks, 49ers, Cardinals, Rams.
Really? You think the Rams are going to fall even farther?
I think they're the second best division in the league behind the AFC North, who I had three teams making
it.
And I could be totally wrong about that, but I really think that could happen. But I think this is really a good division. I know you are too. Big Russell Wilson
fan. Yeah.
Think that guy behind Mahomes, probably the most talented in the league. He can hurt you with his legs, and he's a really good thrower. 49ers really shocked me this year. I mean, going from
they were 2-14 the season before.
Yeah, really a shocker. Coach is good. Is Jimmy G a Super Bowl caliber quarterback? That's what you have to ask yourself, the 49ers. I think they're a top tier enough that we know they're gonna make playoffs. I think that's a given. I think the Seahawks and the 49ers will both make playoffs. But is Jimmy G the guy. I don't know. I don't.
So I just wanted to figure out how he went from the point of everyone loved Jimmy G. Everyone was big Jimmy G fans. He went and won with the Patriots, or he went and won with.
Including me.
Yeah. And then he lost that Super Bowl, and everyone's just like, okay, he's not it. People were putting Tom Brady with the 49ers. What changed?
I don't think Jimmy G's bad. I was a big Jimmy G fan. When he got signed in at the 49ers, I was like, this guy's never lost an NFL game. Before he went to the 49ers, every game he played for the Patriots starting, he won.
Yeah.
But it's the Patriots. That is you. I really think in some against some opponents, Bill Belichick has such a scheme, such a system that you could put in your punter at quarterback and win a game. That's just – he is just – that system, I think it's fit for a quarterback. It's kind of like the Oklahoma of college.
You know?
I mean, that's a different story. But, yes, I think Jimmy G – and I think this might be what happens with Teddy Bridgewater.
I also agree with that.
That's the next division that we're going to talk about, I think, yeah, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But, yeah, what happened with me for what happened with Jimmy G, in my opinion, he went to the 49ers. It's not the Patriots. It wasn't as good of a team as the Patriots. But give him credit. He still made him a really good team. I don't know if it was him, though. That running back committee, oh, man. And none of those guys, you can say, are going to probably ever be Pro Bowlers, I don't think.
No.
But it worked. It worked. All of them are efficient, but with all of them together, they're not going to put up stats that, you know,
Zeke and
Pro Bowlers are going to put up. Yeah, you're not going to get that, but it was efficient. And Bosa, man, oh, my gosh, he made that defense 20 times better. Yeah. I don't think Richard Sherman is that great anymore, but he's still, you know, pretty good player. But that defense was one of the best I've ever seen. I mean, their, you know, linebackers and D-line, it was, you know, pretty crazy to watch.
They had the best front seven in the league. I mean, they traded away DeForest Buckner for a very high first-round pick, like the 13th pick to the Colts. And I don't think he was a huge cog in that, but he was definitely there for rotations and on the D-line. But I think my reasoning for people hating on Jimmy G is just the position that he was in. He was on a very good team that worked really well with him where he didn't have to do much. So when people counted on him to do much and he wasn't able to produce, then that's when people got mad.
Well, I'm going to tell you that my deal is, and we could all be wrong, but I don't think the 49ers had any success because of, or not any, that's not the right word. I don't think they won that many games because of Jimmy G. I think it was because of the defense and the weapons around Jimmy G.
So whenever Jimmy G may screw something up, people are going to put the blame on Jimmy G because apparently everything around him is perfect. And I mean, that's somewhat fair. We've seen that in other situations. I mean, there's always people that don't or that tried to discredit Zeke because he had a very good O-line. But just because your surroundings and your situation shouldn't change what type of player you are and how you're looked
at.
Yeah,
but I agree with that. But my deal is, I mean, look at it. Kittle, all the running backs, a decent offensive line, and then he didn't even have bad receivers. I mean, I think Emmanuel Sanders is really good. I think Debo Samuel's really good. I think he really did. And, I mean, no, I'm not taking anything away from him. He went to the Super Bowl he won the division, right?
Yes. Over the
Seahawks got second. Over a very good Seahawks. he was the quarterback of a very successful team, but I don't know if it was him. But obviously they believe in him more than everybody else does right now, because if not, they would have tried to go get somebody. But I think he's going to be their quarterback. And I think, as much as I'm saying that I don't know if Jimmy G's the guy, I think they still have a very successful season. So maybe he is the guy.
That's true. What is success in the NFL? If you have a winning record, like a 10-6 record, you do that for your whole career. You're a winning quarterback, but do you need to take that next step and win the Super Bowl to solidify your job?
No. And not for me, because the best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl, Dan Marino, and I know, and that's true. But 90% of America will say that. The other 10% are Cowboys fans who say Tony Romo. And I'm a Cowboy fan, and I didn't like Tony Romo. I'm starting to sense a trend. I don't like Cowboy quarterbacks much. I'm a Cowboy fan. But my deal is Dan Marino, Hall of Famer, no doubt. If you win that many games, if you're that good for that long, doesn't matter if you win the Super Bowl. At some point, it's your team. That's just my deal. I think if Jimmy G puts up that season without a Super Bowl for a while, he'll be, you know, he could be a Hall of Famer.
All right. You had Rams falling. I'm not a big Jared Goff fan. That's the reason I have them at 3. I think he's a little overrated, and I think people saw that last year. But it wasn't enough for me to put the Cardinals above them yet, even though they had Kyler and now D-Hop.
Yeah, my deal is with the Rams, I love Sean McVay. I think he's a great coach. But college football is a complete opposite of what I'm about to say. I think college football really comes down to coaching. And the NFL does too. I mean, we saw it with the Dallas Cowboys. But they really screwed up by giving Todd Gurley that big contract. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, and, you know, the year before last, when they beat the Cowboys in the playoffs, they were a really good team, a pretty good team. They relied all on Todd Gurley. I mean, Jared Goff really didn't have to do much. But then when Todd Gurley didn't have really a good season at all, the whole team, it was just kind of over. So as much as I like Sean McVay, how much diversity did that offense have? Because once Todd Gurley was not producing, what happened?
I mean, they didn't have a very good O-line, so that didn't help things.
The only reason I have the Cardinals above them, it's not even that I have really that great of a reason. I'm just saying it because they added one of the best weapons in the NFL, the offense, and Kyler Murray's not bad. So, you know, you never know. Those two, I don't think they make the playoffs, and I don't think they're that great, but they could go either way.
All right. Let's move on to the NFC South, the last division. For number one, I have the Saints. Number two, I have the Falcons. Number three, I have the Buccaneers. And number four, I have the Panthers. This is going to be probably controversial. Wow. This is going to be controversial.
Saints 1, I can agree with that. Then I have Buccaneers 2, Panthers 3, Falcons 4.
Wow. Okay. So I'm pretty sure I didn't put the marker next to the last one, but I think I may have. It's kind of tough because I'm not sure. We may have the extra NFL team added in the playoffs.
We are. We have 7, yes.
So then my other team would be the Falcons making the playoffs.
I have the Saints and the Buccaneers.
So my reasoning is I think the Falcons, I'm not a very big fan of Coach Quinn, but I am a fan of Julio and Calvin Ridley, and now they have Todd Gurley. Now they have they still have Matt Ryan. That defense, I'm pretty sure they've added to it. I think they may have added Dante Fowler, if I'm not mistaken. And I think they've done enough. They also are going to be drafting decently high, top 15, I believe. I think that's enough for them to come over the Buccaneers, who I am a fan of. I do like what they've done. I'm a big fan of Bruce Arians. and Tom Brady, obviously. But we can talk about them in a second. But obviously, Saints at top and Falcons number two. What do you got for number two in the Buccaneers?
Okay, so first off, I don't think there's much discussion about the Saints. I think we pretty much agree on that. I think that's easy.
Yeah.
But the Buccaneers, okay. Arians, great coach.
I agree.
Great offensive coach. Defense, it's going to be shaky. But, this is probably the one playoff prediction that I think I could – that I'm kind of iffy on. I have the Buccaneers getting in the playoffs. Because I know he's the GOAT. I know he's the greatest to ever do what he did. But I saw what happened. And he still won a Super Bowl. I saw what happened with Peyton Manning at the end of his career. Peyton Manning won that Super Bowl in the last season of his career. But even he said, I didn't win that Super Bowl. My defense did.
Yeah.
If a quarterback – and I don't know if Tom Brady's decline is going to be that bad. But if it is, he's not going to have the defense Manning did.
Not even close. I mean, he's got pretty good pieces. They have two young good corners, I believe, and they also have Shaq Barrett.
So, the only reason I have them in the playoffs is the flip side. You know, he's not going to have that defense, and he's not going to have the Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware like Manning did. He's not going to have even close to an elite defense, but he does have offensive weapons. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are two legit receivers, but if Brady has to still be capable. If his decline is like Manning's, that team is not going to be a playoff team. But if he is at least a middle-of-the-pack quarterback next year, they'll make the playoffs, in my opinion. That's all it
takes. So, how did you get to the Falcons at four, though, and the Panthers above them?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, I don't like Matt Ryan. I don't think he's that great. Even though he's put up some impressive years, I think Tom Brady, as much as I hate to say it, this kind of sounds silly, but I think Brady kind of has a curse on him. I think Brady's just going to beat him twice, for the next 2 years, just like he did in that Super Bowl.
I didn't even think about Brady joining Matt Ryan's division now.
Yeah, and I think that the Panthers, okay, Teddy Bridgewater could either be the Jimmy Garoppolo, who, we still don't know if he's that bad, or he could be the savior. And I hate to, say Jimmy Garoppolo is just the opposite end of the savior, because he's not. That was the best comparison I could give. This division all comes down to quarterback play for me.
Yeah.
The whole division from the top, from the Saints, who I know Drew Brees will be the best quarterback in that division.
Easily.
Unless he gets hurt. If he gets hurt, then Taysom Hill, they'll probably be last. But, you can't predict injuries.
Yeah.
But it's this whole division. I mean, that's all I can say. I ranked them based on how good I think the quarterbacks are going to perform. That's why I put Brees, Brady, Bridgewater, Ryan. That's all I really looked at, because the defenses, I think, are all very – I think the Saints probably have the best defense. But the other three, I think they're all pretty much the same. So I think it comes down to – and, I'm sounding like I know that football, if you just have a quarterback, you're not going to be successful. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is all these teams are so close that the quarterbacks are going to give them the edge.
I mean, this is a very quarterback-heavy division. I mean, the Panthers even went out and got what would have been the XFL MVP, P.J. Walker.
So. Yeah, we got to see him in person.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, did not impress me in person.
Yeah, me and Boone went to a Renegades Roughnecks game. You want to tell them about P.J.'s performance?
Okay, so first off, go Gades, all right? XFL, I love it. Okay, that's, you know, but PJ, you know, in the Renegades had a very good defense, and you know, I'm not even want to get into XFL, but because I think if you can't make a XFL defense look bad, then what are you going to do in the NFL?
Exactly.
Because I know that the talent levels way, I mean, drastically different. I'm not even going to, you know, get close to saying that they're even close to the same. Landry Jones proved that for us. But, yeah, PJ did not do good against the Renegades, but also it that comes along with the XFL talent also was what was around him. His receivers and his O-line were also XFL talent. They weren't NFL talent. I don't think that he's going to see the field much. I think it's going to be Bridgewater, but you never know.
You never know.
And I thought that either Cam or PJ was going to go to the Patriots. And then when I saw old Temple, you know, reunite, yeah. I was like, you know what? I probably should have thought about
it. It
makes sense. But I don't think he's even going to be a factor. I don't think he plays much unless Bridgewater goes down.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's going to be a Cooper Rush, in my opinion. He's going to, you know, if y'all don't know who that is, you probably don't. Cowboys backup quarterback. I don't think he's going to make that much of a factor.
Cooper Rush, the greatest preseason player of all time. That man can go in. He can go into the preseason and have a perfect passer rating. And then you put him in a real game, again, in a real season game, and that dude is awful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, never mind. Yeah. Yeah. But, Falcons, Gurley, I used to love him, but now after last year, I don't even know if Gurley makes that much of a difference there. So, you know.
I think he does. I think he's better than Devontae Freeman, who they released. I think they did get better. I like some of their offensive. I can't name them on the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure one of them is Dante Fowler from the Jaguars or from the Rams. But
yeah. Also, Julio Jones is going to be a top five receiver in the NFL history. And already some people think he is. ESPN, I think it was, or maybe the NFL, asked a lot of the league's receivers right now to rank their top five. And it was all a lot of them had Rice, Moss, and then somewhere in there, they all were different, obviously. Yeah. But somewhere in there, Julio Jones was in there. He's a great player, but a really good receiver does not have the ability to make a team great. We saw that with Calvin Johnson. So
and with the Browns. I mean, they thought bringing in Landry and Odell was going to change their whole season, and they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't look very good.
As much as receivers can change a game, they can't change. They can change a game. They can't change a team.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I didn't ask for this because we preset these teams. Obviously, we're reading off of our notes. But what do you think is going to be the Super Bowl? What is your Super Bowl prediction for this upcoming season? So who do you think is going to be in there, and who do you think is going to win it?
Wow. Putting me on the spot. All right. This is where some people probably might not want Boom back on the podcast. All right. So I am about to ruffle some feathers, and if y'all get to know me, this is what I do best. Okay. A lot of people don't like my opinions, but I'm very opinionated, and I think. I think it'll be the New Orleans Saints, which, you know, that's not that crazy if they don't choke. And then I think that the former Giants star, Minnesota Vikings coach, the man out of Georgia, the man out of Oklahoma, the Cleveland Browns.
Wow. I had no idea where we were getting with that. I was so lost.
If y'all didn't know their intros, I just named off the former Giant OBJ, the man from Georgia, Nick Chubb, the man from Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield, and the former Vikings head coach, Kevin Stefanski. I think it'll be Browns, Saints, and Baker Mayfield gets his first ever Super Bowl win, and he's not even that good.
Wow.
But that team has talent, and Kevin Stefanski, that's how much I like him. I think he is perfect for that system. I think it's Browns in the drought. I think that Cleveland rejoices. I think Baker Mayfield is about to be put on the same podium as LeBron James in Cleveland, going to be a savior who wasn't even as nearly as good as LeBron James. But if he did that, he would be the most respected person
in Cleveland.
In Cleveland. And yeah. It's a long shot, but if you think about it, they do have talent, and I think that head coach is really good. If they just get past the fact that they're the Cleveland Browns, they have a shot.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That is not what I expected. I expected maybe a little bias coming in here with the Cowboys, and that's what you were trying to allude to. But
no.
My prediction's not as hot take. It's not as cool as that. I have two birds in the Super Bowl. I have the Ravens versus the Seahawks.
How did I know that good old Russell Wilson was going to be in?
Dude, you said it earlier. I am a Russell fan. I am his biggest fan.
I am too.
We both are. I love watching Russell play. He, for having no O-line for so many years, he hasn't had bad wide receivers, but we can't agree that, I mean, we can't say Tyler Lockett is a top, even probably 15 wide receiver.
Whoa, don't get me started on Tyler Lockett.
I like Tyler Lockett.
Have you seen the commercial?
What, or it's StatCast?
Hey, somehow they calculate how the percentage of, yeah. But no, don't sleep on Lockett. He's not top tier, but he is a great player. And Metcalf is a great player, too. I'm not taking away from Wilson at all, but he does have some pretty good weapons. Not great, but pretty good.
And if no one remembers, going into the playoffs last year, he had Marshawn Lynch running as the running back. So he didn't have a running back either.
Oh, yeah. Chris Carson's a beast, by the way, I think.
He is
a
beast.
He reminds – Josh Jacobs and him go hand in hand. I think they both remind me of each other. But – yeah, when they lost, literally three running backs in, the span of, 2 weeks or something crazy and had to sign Marshawn freaking Lynch, the Skittle man himself. That was a shocker. I'm glad he got to put on the uniform again, go get to say hello to the maintenance crew there.
And get about 1.4 yards per carry. I mean.
But he was not Marshawn Lynch. I think he has the Tom Brady and Peyton Manning effect.
Well, that's what he I don't want to trash him. He came back at the end of the season without working out, doing. He wasn't competing.
It's not his fault at all. No,
he's about 33, 34 as a running back. The only running back that can do that at this age right now is Adrian Peterson, who is still somehow going out there, and I think he had 1,000 yard season.
Frank Gore,
yeah.
But, not his fault at all, but not a good move, in my opinion. They could have found somebody else.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any other comments before we wrap this up?
I just want to say a layoff on the hearing what I just said about the Cleveland Browns and, calling me stupid. Because if you think about it, that roster could do it. Could have a, after the coronavirus, they could, that could just break the curse itself. A pandemic, maybe that's what it took to take the curse out of Cleveland. You never know. So, yeah.
That's
all I got to say.
Do you want to tell them where to follow you on Instagram?
Sure. My Instagram is boom_Mac.
All right.
And it was fun, right, Mike.
I hope to see you on maybe here soon, and we can talk college football. I definitely
–
you're definitely smarter than me in that by a long shot, so We'll have a field day there.
I love the greatest sport we have in this country, college football. Yeah. All right.
I appreciate you coming on. It was fun. And I hope you want to.